Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Feijoada. Feijoada é uma designação comum dada a pratos de culinária de países lusófonos como Portugal, Brasil, Angola, Moçambique e Macau. Consiste num guisado de feijão, normalmente com carne e quase sempre acompanhado com arroz. É um prato com origem no norte de Portugal e que hoje em dia constitui um dos pratos mais típicos das cozinhas portuguesas, com as versões à transmontana, à poveira portuguesa, entre outras, e do Brasil com a chamada feijoada à brasileira, feita com feijões pretos. Em Portugal, cozinha-se com feijão branco no noroeste, Minho e Douro Litoral, ou feijão vermelho no nordeste, traz os montes. E geralmente inclui também outros vegetais, tomate, cenouras ou couve, além de carne de porco ou de vaca, às quais se podem juntar chouriço, morcela ou farinheira. No Brasil, é feita da mistura de feijões pretos com vários tipos de carne de porco e de boi. É servida com farofa, arroz branco, couve refogada e laranja fatiada, entre outros acompanhamentos. Esta versão da feijoada é conhecida como feijoada brasileira, cuja primeira menção data de 1833, no cardápio do Hotel Teatro do Recife.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães and I'm here today with a new article. The new article is about feijoada, a very typical dish in Portugal. And I, as usual, I'm here with my co-host James. Hi James.
Hi Rita.
And we will read a text and I will help James to improve his pronunciation and also let him know some specific meaning of certain words. Shall we get started, James?
Sure, let's do it.
Perfect.
Feijoada é designação... Uma designação comum dada a pratos de culinária de países lusófonos como Portugal, Brasil, Angola, Moçambique e Macau.
Muito bem. What did you understand, James? O que é que percebeste?
So feijoada is this type of food, this dish that you mentioned.
Designação comum. Percebes o que é designação comum?
No.
Yeah, designar is to name something, yeah?
Okay.
And comum is common. So basically saying that this dish is common in a lot of, most of the Portuguese speaking countries.
Like commonly known as or something.
Exactly. So in this case, designação comum means it's a designation, it's a name that is a dish that is made in different countries, Portuguese speaking countries, países lusófonos.
So from these different countries like Portugal,
Brazil, Angola, Moçambique and Macau, they all do this dish, probably with some variations, but
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Continue. Yeah.
Consiste num guisado de feijão, normalmente com carne e quase sempre acompanhado com arroz.
Muito bem. Então, consiste, is to consist of.
Yes.
It's
like the ingredients, yes. So
correct.
Like what it's made from.
Made from, yeah, but this is more the generic. Consiste num guisado de feijão.
What's
guisado? Guisado, pois, é uma boa... it's a good question. É uma boa pergunta. Guisado is like what would say in English this... goulash, sort of goulash.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
And then also,
it's not a goulash, but the way you make... it's like a goulash, but it's with feijão.
Can you describe feijão?
Feijão is beans.
Okay.
Yeah, there are these red, we will see in the next paragraph, that this feijoada, what is the difference between one place to another within Portugal and in other countries, Portuguese-speaking countries, is the type of beans, the type of feijão that you use. Huh?
Okay.
So, normalmente acompanhado com carne, normally.
With meat?
With meat. Oh. I would say always, but...
Yes, yes.
E quase sempre acompanhado de... com arroz. So,
quase sempre, say, nearly always?
Nearly always. Acompanhado is like...
With
on
rice.
The side with the rice,
yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Served with rice.
Mm-hmm. Served with rice, correct.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can eat without rice, that's
yes.
not the part of the dish. But normally it's good because it's like a feijão beans with rice. It's very
mm-hmm.
common. Yeah.
Okay. É prato com origem no norte do Portugal e que hoje em dia constitui dos pratos mais típicos das cozinhas portuguesas.
Cozinhas?
Cozinhas portuguesas.
Uhum.
Com as versões à transmontana,
uhum.
à poveira
uhum.
portuguesa, dentre outras, e do Brasil, com a chamada feijoada à brasileira,
uhum.
feita com feijões pretos.
Muito bem. Então, it's a quite long... sentence, which is also a paragraph for us because we divided as such.
Mm-hmm.
So the first sentence is clear, I think. É prato, is a dish. Whose origin or which the origin is from the north of Portugal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. E que hoje em dia constitui. It's like is a part of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dos pratos mais típicos da cozinha portuguesa. So, one of the...
So, like, it's a very popular dish.
Correct. It's the typic Portuguese
household
dish.
Household kitchens.
Yeah. Just... Not also for Portugal. As you guys as a tourists
mm-hmm.
that go there. You guys, you as Australian in English and others from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's famous as well. As far as I'm concerned. And also, if you go to a restaurant, you can find it in the north, at least. I don't think... maybe they can do. I'm not saying they can't in the south and center south. But it's not a typical dish. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So... Okay, continue. Com as versões à Transmontana. Transmontana is from the north... West of Portugal, traz os montes. A poveira, I think, is from the coast, north coast.
Okay.
A portuguesa, I don't know. What's the, maybe the beans are different, I don't know. Among others, entre outras. Among others.
Okay, de entre yeah? outras.
De entre outras. So, there are other types of feijoada, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
E do Brasil, which is very interesting, because do Brasil é chamada, obviamente, and obviously it's named feijoada à brasileira, and
It's very different way of doing the feijoada because it's with the feijões pretos. It's with the, well, I would say in English, black beans.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know this.
No. Yeah? It could be, yes.
So, yeah. To be honest, I don't know how to do neither of them, but I know that because I have many Brazilian friends and it's a different way, like mm-hmm. how it looks also. Good.
Okay. Em Portugal, cozinha-se com feijão branco no Noreste, Minho e Douro Litoral,
mm-hmm.
ou feijão vermelho no Nordeste, traz os montes, e geralmente inclui também outros vegetais, tomate, cenouras ou couve, além de carne de porco ou de vaca,
uhum.
as quais se podem juntar chouriço, morcela ou farinheira.
It's interesting because you say chorico and chouriço because it has a cedilha,
mm-hmm.
and couve, you said sove, which...
backwards.
Yeah, but that's a very common mistake. But the cedilha de chouriço, the S that is there,
mm-hmm.
which is a C, but has a cedilha, as we call.
It's kind of backwards C, yeah, underneath. Backwards.
So it's always as a C.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, we'll go there soon. Mm-hmm. So, the idea in general is clear, I think.
I see that it's talking about the types of beans,
yes,
like where they come from.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, not where they come from, is what the... how you cook the feijão... not the feijão, the feijoada. So, in Portugal, mm-hmm. cozinha-se... So he's saying not what the beans
so
come
how
from.
How they cook the beans?
I'm not sure where they are from.
Okay.
But which type of beans they cook, the feijoada,
mm-hmm.
In these different places. For example, cozinha-se. Este aqui, cozinha-se, comes from the verb cozinhar, but is impersonal, like cozinha-se. Anyone can cozinha. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Which is interesting in these articles, and I like is impersonal. Then nós cozinhamos, because the English can also do this teach. So that's why we say cozinhas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We, whoever wrote the article. So com feijão branco no Noroeste. So em Minho e Douro Litoral, you cook the feijoada com feijão branco. So if you go to one restaurant in Minho, Douro Litoral, if you ask a feijoada, it will come with feijão branco.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Trás-os-Montes, it will come with feijão vermelho. Good. What else you didn't understand, James?
So we see that it also includes some vegetables.
Vegetables, tomatoes.
So tomatoes, cenouras.
Cenouras are carrots.
Carrots. E
couve. Pois, what's couve? Couve is like it looks like a salad, but it's not. I don't know in English how you say couve. It's sort of salad, but is obviously green. There are kind of whitish, like cabbage. You know cabbage?
Yeah, cabbage.
So it's... yeah, I would say cabbage, but there are many different types of couves. But
okay.
the general translation would be cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And also then the type of meat. So
além de is an adverb, as okay. like moreover, in addition. Yeah.
So in addition with this.
Carne de porco
or from the cow, so
no, porco não é cow.
No, pork from the pig or
pig
vaca
or
from
vaca.
The cow.
I think there are places that do both, mm-hmm. I think, but as I said before, I don't know how to do this dish.
Mm-hmm.
To finish then, so did you understand what
so it's like also possible that it's used chorizo?
Of course, yeah, chorizo, yes.
I don't know morcella.
Well, okay, it will sound a bit, how would you say, not so nice, especially for those who are vegetarian, but morcella is a blood sausage.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so just to, to say, obviously if you are vegetarian, you will not eat
probably this not going to be eating this anyway.
No, because I, unless you just do beans.
Mm-hmm. With rice and vegetables?
And vegetables is possible.
It's okay.
Yes. This dish is very heavy in terms of meats.
Okay.
Yeah. So in morcella, morcella is, well, as I said, blood sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Farinheira, it's, as far as I'm concerned, is a part of the pork which looks also like a sausage.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's sort of, I don't know how to explain, it's very, it's just a sausage, but with a, so basically it's in, it's a very tender, you say?
Tender, yeah.
Tender. Meat inside, and yeah, it looks also like a wrinkly sausage.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Chorizo is clear, right? Yes. Everyone knows chorizo. I think morcella and farinheira are very Portuguese things that we also use for another very meaty dish, which is called rojões. We use morcella and farinheira. So once again, for those vegetarian, I'm sorry, but that's not the dish. But you have the vocabulary. That's the, for us is important. And for those who are listening, also important. It's also important. So, last paragraph.
Uh-huh. No Brasil, é feita da mistura de feijões pretos com vários tipos de carne, de porco e de boi.
So, no Brasil, well, what differs is then the beans, a mistura de feijões pretos, a mixture of
black beans.
These black beans.
Mm-hmm.
And also com vários tipos, with a wide variety of carne de porco, de boi. The boi is bull
meat. Bull, okay.
Which is the, we said vaca, carne de vaca.
Yes, yes.
In there, if all the traz, traz os montes feijoada em Alto Minho, Minho e Douro Litoral também. And here is bull, yeah, boi, carne de porco, pig, the boy, then bull.
Okay. É servida com farofa, arroz branco, couve refogada e laranja fatiada, entre outros acompanhamentos.
Entre outros acompanhamentos.
Mm-hmm.
Acompanhamentos is masculine. So, yeah, that is the difference. Besides the arroz branco, that's what we used to serve with. Farofa. Farofa is a type of... you know the thing you do, if I'm not mistaken, the farofa, it's a very Brazilian thing. I'm not sure if there are translations for this, but it's a sort of rice too. It's a sort of ricey flour mixture. I don't know because I don't know this. I've never done it. So, but this is not Portuguese from Portugal or something from Portugal for at all.
Okay.
Arroz branco we have.
Yes.
Couve refogada is the cabbage but cooked.
Okay.
E laranja fatiada is orange and you cut into pieces.
Slices.
Slices. Yes. Among others, once again, entre outros acompanhamentos.
Okay.
Last sentence.
Esta versão...
Versão.
Esta versão de
da
feijoada é conhecida como feijoada à brasileira, cuja primeira menção data de 1833, uhum, no cardápio do Hotel Teatro do Recife.
Muito bem. We knew already, before it was mentioned, that esta versão da feijoada é conhecida como feijoada brasileira.
Yes, it's known as this feijoada
Brazilian,
from Brazil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A brasileira is not... is a way of cooking. Não é it's from Brazil, of course.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it's like a portuguesa is like a cook in Portuguese way.
Like Brazilian feijoada.
Exactly. That okay. is more not fish. It is from, you're right, uh-huh, but to be absolutely clear for those who are listening to us, this because it's a very Portuguese way of saying something. I don't know. Este jogador joga a português. I'm making this up now.
Yes.
This football player plays Portuguese football, you know?
So, yes. Okay, the Portuguese football player, Brazilian feijoada.
Brazilian feijoada.
Mm-hmm.
Sim. Cuja, which the first mention is the same.
Yes,
yeah, in
yes.
English.
Menção.
So it was mentioned the first time in 1833, you read very well the date.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. No cardápio. Cardápio is the same as menu, but is a word more elegant.
Okay.
So if you go to a restaurant, a really fancy restaurant, you will ask for cardápio. But if you go to a tasca, as we say in Portugal, tasca, like a tavern, mm-hmm, you never would ask for a cardápio.
Okay.
You will ask for a emenda. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And normally cardápio implies more, there is a chef there and
yes,
he has
okay.
a specific menu and so on.
Yeah.
Just to say, because this word we never would say in Portugal in a normal restaurant, but to say cardápio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Cardápio is equal menu. Hotel Teatro is clear and Recife is a city.
A place
uh-huh. in Brazil. Good. Did you like the article, James?
Yes, it's quite interesting. Some new words to do with food.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Even types of food and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yes, so it's a nice one.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, James.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. I hope you liked and it opens your appetite. And please make sure to check out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com, and enjoy the article. We see you next time. Adeus. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website portuguesefromportugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.